Thousands of supporters braved freezing rain and near-freezing temperatures in Pensacola Friday night to cheer on President Donald Trump. Attendees came from all over. I spoke to several from the Pensacola area, as well as a few who drove a long way to attend, like Roy Seitz, who drove 4 hours from Louisiana to show his support for the president.
I'm here to cheer him on and support everything he says. I pretty much am on board with everything he is promising the American public.
Maurice Simonette traveled all the way from Miami to turn out for Trump. He led a group of supporters who wore T-shirts and held signs reading Blacks for Trump 2020.
It's just a group of brothers and sisters that are supporting Trump. That's all. Because he's the bright man for the job, and he's taking taxes down and getting rid of all these stupid regulations that keep you from doing business. So that's why we're with them.
President Trump even gave the group a shout out during his speech.
I love these guys. Look at these guys. Blacks for Trump. I love you. I love you. By the way, now that you bring it up, black home ownership just hit the highest level it's ever been in the history of our country. Congratulations.
That's not true, by the way. Peak African American home ownership was 49.7% in the middle of 2004. That, according to the Census Bureau, it's currently hovering around 42%. One thing on most of the rallygoers' minds was how the president would address Alabama's Senate election. Richard Foss of nearby Cantonment, Florida, mentioned a story that had broken earlier that day.
Really, I'm kind of interested to see if he's going to say something about the news that came out today about that accuser, Roy Moore, actually writing more stuff in her yearbook.
President Trump didn't disappoint.
So did you see what happened today? You know, the yearbook? Did you see that? There was a little mistake made. She started writing things in the yearbook. What are we going to do? Gloria Allred, anytime you see her, you know something's going wrong.
Plenty of Friday night's attendees will be eligible to vote in tomorrow's election.
How many people here are from the great state of Alabama? Whoa.
I spoke with two of those people, Gwen McCrory and Mark Glass, both of Theodore, Alabama, and asked them who they'll be voting for. Ms. McCrory didn't waste any time.
For everything he's done in his past, I hope he brings that with him. He's a good guy.
Glass, though, was a little more hesitant.
Just Republican, just always. I have to. It's obligated at this point.
For his part, President Trump didn't have much to say about Roy Moore as a candidate. Not the case with his opponent.
We can't afford to have a liberal Democrat who is completely controlled by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We can't do it. Can't do it. His name is Jones, and he's their total puppet, and everybody knows it. He will never, ever vote for us.
Trump did stress the importance of Moore's vote in the Senate.
We need somebody in that Senate seat who will vote for our Make America Great Again agenda.
And he did end up offering a full endorsement.
So get out and vote for Roy Moore. Do it. Do it. Do it.
The special election for U.S. Senate between Doug Jones and Roy Moore is tomorrow. Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. To find your polling place, you can head to alabamavotes.gov. But regardless of how tomorrow's election pans out, I did overhear one conversation that proves some debates will never be settled.
Ohio actually had a better record.
Yeah, but that ain't the point.
Ohio will be three top 15 teams.
I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News in Pensacola, Florida.
What got Ohio was Iowa. Was it Iowa that beat them?
Yep, yeah.
That's what, I mean, who in the heck, why
by
do you...
31 look? Points.
Yeah, and wait a minute. They gave them the last touchdown. If you remember, they had the third string in there.